Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Mem Vav, the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Nizchapu lo kelim bekelim bebeis ha'uman. If one's garments were exchanged with other garments in a craftsman's shop, harzeh yishtamish behen, he may use them, although they're not his, ad sheyavo hala v'yito shalo, until the other person comes and takes what is his. Bebeis ha'avo, beis ha'mishta, but if the exchange happened in a mourner's home or at a feast, he may not use the garments. Rav reported that his uncle, Rabbi Chiya, explained the difference. V'chiyin adam asli lomar l'uman, mochor l'tilisi, does a person not occasionally say, sell my cloak for me? Since it's reasonable that the uman was instructed to repair and sell the garment, we assume he mistakenly gave this person's cloak for the sale, and when he realized the mistake, intentionally gave the seller's garment to this person to use until the mistake is corrected. Rav Chiya Breid Rav Nachman said this only applies if the uman told him to take talistam, a cloak, as opposed to talischa, your cloak. Saying a cloak indicates awareness that he's giving him someone else's cloak. Pointing him to the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amunav taught that an aris, a sharecropper, does not establish a chazakah. The Gemara asks why, ad eidin apalka v'hashtakula, until today, meaning 3 years ago, he only received half the produce of the sharecropper, and now has been taking all of it, which proves he purchased the property. Rabbi Yochanan answered the case is barise batiavos, ancestral sharecroppers whose families remain arisin for generations. Such arisin often alternate taking the entire crop for several years and cannot establish a chazaka. Rav Nachman said, Ari Shahurid, a recent talk of a sharecropper who installed other arisin in his place, does establish a chazak after 3 years, because a person would not remain silent when other arisin, whom he does not trust, are installed in his land without his permission. Still, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ari Shahalko arisin, a sharecropper who divided some of his labor to other arisin, but still works there himself, does not establish a chazakah because it's possible that the owner is assigning the authority to bring additional workers to help him so long as he continues working there. And point number three, a braisa lists four cases of edus, which could hypothetically prevent collection from himself. The siman amalek is given from the initials of the four cases. Number one, arev, made lelove, a guarantor of a loan may testify for a borrower that disputed land belongs to him. Behudi isle ara achariti, provided the borrower has other land because the guarantor would not be collected from, even without testifying. We're not concerned about the possibility of additional debt. Number two, malva made lelova. A lender may testify for a borrower about his disputed land. And number three, lokeach rishon made lelokeach sheni. An earlier purchaser of land from a borrower may testify for a later purchaser about his contested land, although the later purchaser's land protects the earlier purchaser from collection. In these cases as well, the subject of their edus must have other land available for collection. And number four, regarding a kablan, a guarantor who is equally responsible for the loan as the borrower, and the lender may collect from either of them, some say he can testify like an ordinary arev, but others say he cannot. Since the lender can choose which land to collect, the kablan prefers the borrower have more land, increasing the likelihood one of his will be chosen. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa teaches, if one's garments were exchanged with other garments in a craftsman's shop, he may use them, although they're not his, until the other person comes and takes what is his. But if the exchange happened in a mourner's home or at a feast, he may not use the garments. Rav reported that his uncle, Rabbi Chiya, explained the difference. Does a person not occasionally say, sell my cloak for me? Since it's reasonable that the uman was instructed to repair and sell the garment, we assume he mistakenly gave this person's cloak for the sale, and when he realized the mistake, intentionally gave the seller's garment to this person to use until the mistake is corrected. Rav Chiya Breid Rav Nachman said this only applies if the uman told him to take talistam, a cloak, as opposed to talischa, your cloak. Saying a cloak indicates awareness that he's giving him someone else's cloak. Pointing him to the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amunav taught that an aris, a sharecropper, does not establish a chazakah. The Gemara asks why, ad eidin apalka v'hashtakula, until today, meaning 3 years ago, he only received half the produce of the sharecropper, and now has been taking all of it, which proves he purchased the property. Rabbi Yochanan answered the case is barise batiavos, ancestral sharecroppers whose families remain arisin for generations. Such arisin often alternate taking the entire crop for several years and cannot establish a chazakah. Rav Nachman said, Ari Shahurid, a recent talk of a sharecropper who installed other arisin in his place, does establish a chazak after 3 years, because a person would not remain silent when other arisin, whom he does not trust, are installed in his land without his permission. Still, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ari Shahalko arisin, a sharecropper who divided some of his labor to other arisin, but still works there himself, does not establish a chazaka because it's possible that the owner is assigning the authority to bring additional workers to help so long as he continues working there. And point number three, a braisa lists four cases of edus, which could hypothetically prevent collection from himself. The siman amalek is given from the initials of the four cases. Number one, Arev, made lelove, a guarantor of a loan may testify for a borrower that disputed land belongs to him. But who de isle ara achariti, provided the borrower has other land because the guarantor would not be collected from, even without testifying. We're not concerned about the possibility of additional debt. Number two, malve made lelove, a lender may testify for a borrower about his disputed land. And number three, lokeach rishon made lelokeach sheni, an earlier purchaser of land from a borrower may testify for a later purchaser about his contested land, although the later purchaser's land protects the earlier purchaser from collection. In these cases as well, the subject of their edus must have other land available for collection. And number four, regarding a kablan, a guarantor who is equally responsible for the loan as the borrower, and the lender may collect from either of them, some say he can testify like an ordinary arev, but others say he cannot. Since the lender can choose which land to collect, the kablan prefers the borrower have more land, increasing the likelihood one of his will be chosen. All right, so now we get a siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else, who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, was shocked when the man coming to switch garments was one of his ancestral sharecroppers who could never establish a chazaka. And even more shocked when he was reviewing an amalek siman out loud while thinking of a picture of Haman on a cow being chased by four men. So once again, slow motion. The man wearing cowhides, that must be Rondav, Memvav, Moo. The man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, Nishalpulo kelim bekelim bebeso uman. If one's garments were exchanged with other garments in a craftsman's shop, haizeh yishtamish behen, he may use them, although they're not his, achi yavo halav yito shalo, until the other person comes and takes what is his. Bebeso avol bebeso mishta, but if the exchange happened in a mourner's home or at a feast, he may not use the garments. Rav reported that his uncle Rabbi Chiya explained the difference. So the man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else, who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, was shocked when the man coming to switch garments was one of his ancestral sharecroppers, who could never establish a chazaka, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amidav taught that an aris, a sharecropper, does not establish a chazaka. The Gemara asks, why? Adi'in the pagva ashta kula. Until today, meaning 3 years ago, he only received half the produce as a sharecropper, and now has been taking all of it, which proves he purchased a property. Rav Yochanan answered that the case is barisei batei avos, ancestral sharecroppers whose families remain arisim for generations. Such arisim often alternate taking the entire crop for several years and cannot establish a chazaka. So the man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else, who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, was shocked when the man coming to switch garments was one of his ancestral sharecroppers who can never establish a chazaka, and even more shocked when he was reviewing an amalek siman aloud while thinking of a picture of Haman on a cow being chased by four men, which reminds us, a braisa lists four cases of edus which could hypothetically prevent collection from himself. The siman amalek is given for the initials of the four cases, Arev, Malva, Lokeach, Bekablan. So once again, the man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman was shocked when the man coming to switch garments was one of his ancestral sharecroppers who could never establish a chazaka, and even more shocked when he was reviewing an amalek siman aloud while thinking of a picture of Haman on a cow being chased by four men. Alright, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara, Daf Mem Beis. So the sim for Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more on Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who lost his field by not being mocha the three buyers who each bought from one another with a shtar, which reminds us, in the previous Daf, the Gemara said that the usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a three-year chazaka. We assume the ma'arer knew about the sales and should have protested. Rav says, v'kum b'shtar, this is only if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros, but otherwise we cannot assume the owner heard about them. So the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha the three buyers, who each bought from one another with a shtar, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, which reminds us the Gemara discusses people who cannot establish a chazaka because of their access to the property, such as alumnim, craftsmen, shutafim, partners, arisim, sharecroppers, apitropim, administrators. Because they all have legitimate access to the property, their usage does not indicate ownership. So the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha the three buyers, who each bought from one another with a star, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, but was shocked when his mobster partner made a chazaka on another by eating from the better half of the field for 3 years, which reminds us, Shmuel's father and Levi taught in their version of the Mishnah that a shutif cannot establish a chazaka, and certainly a craftsman cannot. Shmuel taught in his version only that a craftsman cannot establish a chazaka, but a shutif can. This contradicts another statement of his that shutif ki yord b'rishustami, a partner is like one who enters a field to work with permission, meaning he's like a sharecropper who cannot establish a chazaka. The Gemara answers this statement is where the partner occupied the entire field, and this other statement is where he occupied half of the field. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simra Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The story in Ada's magazine. Magazine? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The story in Ada's magazine about how one shutif was able to testify on behalf of the other, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Shmuel said that shutifim can testify for one another, meaning if one person's ownership is challenged, the other can testify on his behalf. The Gemara asks, Amai nogim be'edusinhen? Why? But they have an interest in their testimony. Since they own the land jointly, any loss in the court case harms both partners. It answers that the shutif testifying gave up his right in the property by writing to his partner, Dinu dvarim einli al sadazu. I have no claim or argument regarding this field. Although such a declaration is usually ineffective for property one already owns, the case is Kishikanu Miyadu, where a shutif additionally acquired it from him with Chalipin. So the story in Ada's magazine about how one shutif was able to testify on behalf of the other was opposite the picture of the townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen being told they cannot serve as judges or witnesses in the case, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa, B'nei Yir Shenignav Sefer Torah Shalhen. If townspeople had their Sefer Torah stolen, they could not serve as judges or witnesses in the case because of their personal interests. The Gemara asks, let two of them withdraw from their rights in the Sefer Torah and let them try the case with their testimony. It answers, Shani Sefer Torah Delushmiakai. A Sefer Torah is different for its use to be heard, so he'll still benefit from it even without ownership. So the story in Ada's magazine about how one shutif was able to testify on behalf of the other was opposite the picture the townspeople whose Sefer Torah was stolen being told they could not serve as judges or witnesses in the case, which was right above the article about Shimon who wasn't allowed to testify about a field stolen from himself to prevent another party from claiming it, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if one sold a house or field to someone, a maid will allow, he cannot testify for the buyer regarding it because its responsibility is upon him, so he is no gea be'edus. On this daf, Rav Sheshes explains the case. Reuven stole a field belonging to Shimon and sold to Levi. A fourth person, Yehuda, came forward and claimed the field was his. The brisa teaches that Shimon cannot testify with another aid on Levi's behalf, denichle dehadri, because Shimon prefers that Levi retains it, so it will later return to Shimon when he proves the field was stolen from him. Daf Mem Dalad, so the symbol of Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The man who sold a very muddy field. Muddy field? That must be one Daf Mem Dalad. Mud. The man who sold a very muddy field without a chrais and was not allowed to testify on the buyer's behalf because he might just be trying to save it for his own debtors, which reminds us, the Gemara rejects Rav Sheshes' interpretation of the brisa in the previous daf, and instead explains that the brisa teaches the principle of Rav and Bar Shmuel in Shmuel's name. If one sells a field to his fellow without a chrais, he cannot testify on the buyer's behalf regarding it against someone claiming the field was his and not the seller's, because he places it before his creditor to collect on an earlier debt. He stands to gain from his testimony even though he would not be responsible to reimburse the buyer because by remaining the buyer's property, the seller's prior debt can be collected from it. So the man who sold a very muddy field without a chrayas and was not allowed to testify on the buyer's behalf because he might just be trying to save it for his own debtors, was allowed to testify that the muddy cloak of potik he sold belonged to a buyer, which reminds us, the sefer of the previous brisa taught that if one sold a cow or cloak, he can testify on the buyer's behalf. Following the previous interpretation, this is because these items cannot be collected by his lender from a buyer because they're metaltalin. Even if they were in a potiki, specifically designated for collection, Rava taught they're not collected after being sold because their being in a potiki does not become publicly known. So the man who sold a very muddy field without a chrayas and was not allowed to testify on the buyer's behalf because he might just be trying to save it for his own debtors, was allowed to testify that the muddy cloak of potiki he sold belonged to a buyer, and that the calf lying in the mud who looked just like his mother belonged to a buyer as well, which reminds us, the Gemara persists that the seller of the cow should still have an interest in his testimony. Rav Papa said that although if one sold property without a chrayas and is collected by a debtor, the buyer is not reimbursed, but nimset sheinu shelo, if it was discovered never to have been his, chozolav, the buyer can return to him for reimbursement since there was no valid sale. If so, the seller of the cow should be disqualified from testifying since he gains from his testimony. The Gemara answers the Braisa's case is b'makirbashi hi bas chamoro, where the buyer acknowledges that he recognizes the animal is the offspring of the seller's donkey, or in our case, the seller's cow. His admission prevents him from demanding reimbursement from the seller, even if Aiden testified that it was not the seller's. Daf mem hey. So the symbol for daf mem hey is manishtana, and we use Pesach themes. So here goes. The father who bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikomen present. Afikomen present for saying manishtana so nicely? That must move on daf mem hey. The father who bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikomen present and was distraught when a goy seized it, claiming it was his. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas if a goy sees the sold donkey, whether the seller has to retrieve it. A Maimer says that the seller is never required to retrieve the donkey. Made a yada de stam ovid kochavim anasu. The buyer surely knows that an ordinary idolater seizes what's not his and cannot be trusted. So the father who bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikomen present and was distraught when a goy seized it claiming it was his and was confounded when the craftsman whom he gave a seder plate to fix with edim was believed to say, I purchased this from you, which reminds us, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that an uman, a craftsman, does not establish a chazak to own something by merely possessing it. Rava says this only applies where Edim saw the uman receive the item of a master lo shel by Edim, but if he gave it to him without Edim present, betoch sheyachol lomer lo hayudvarim ma'olam, since he could have told the first owner, it never happened that you gave the item to me, even if the item was seen in his possession, because he could have claimed he purchased it from someone else. Therefore, even when he says, I have it as a purchase item from you, he's also believed. Abai disagrees. So the father bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikomen present, and was distraught when a goy seized it claiming it was his, and was confounded when the craftsman whom he gave a seder plate to fix without edim was believed to say, I purchased this from you, was relieved when after seeing together with edim his kittel in the hands of the launderer, that the launderer was not believed when he claimed to have bought it from him, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, ra avdo biyad uman, if one saw, together with edim, his slave in the possession of a craftsman, who would teach him his trade, but the lisa biyad koves, or his cloak in a launderer's possession, and the craftsman claims to have bought it, he is not believed. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we have in Malchus if the seller has to retrieve a sold donkey that a goy sees? That's on daf mem hey. Good. Number 2, which daf do we have a case where Shimon was not allowed to testify about a field stolen from himself to prevent another party from claiming it? That's on daf mem gimel. Good. Number 3, which daf did we learn that the case of an aris not being able to establish a chazaka is with arisei bati avos, ancestral sharecroppers? That's on daf mem vav. Good. Number 4, which daf did we learn that rubber holds that an uman can establish a chazaka on an item if the owner gave it to him without aiding? That's on daf mem hey. Good. Number 5, which of the one that usage of 3 successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a 3-year chazaka if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros? That's on daf mem beis. Good. Number 6, which of the one that any chazaka without a taina, a claim of ownership, is not a chazaka? That's on daf mem aleph. Good. Number 7, which daf do we discuss which activities in front of edim need permission to record in a shtar? That's on daf mem. Good. Number 8, which daf do you discuss what the din is if one's garments were exchanged for someone else's? That's on daf mem vav. Good. Number 9, which of the one that townspeople who Sefer Torah was stolen from them are not allowed to act as edim or dayanim in the case? That's on daf mem gimel. Good. Number 10, which daf do we have the siman of Amalek to remember the 4 cases of edus which could hypothetically prevent collection from himself? That's on daf mem vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.